ladies and gentlemen, Big Ed Brady.
Ed Brady.
Invite your friends to tune in for Country Gospel with Ed Brady.
Pastor Ed Brady.
Ed who?
You're going to like this.
Here's Keith Urban.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. Turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born. That he's rich, but he seems so poor. 'Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. Silently I say a little prayer, yes I do. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing.
Keith Urban, you are just as close to God as I am. In fact, it says in Scripture that God loves us as much as he loves Jesus.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres. The faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that bloodstained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Great, great song by Randy Travis, Three Wooden Crosses. I'll say it again in case you didn't hear me the first time. Some people are kind of amazed. They wag their heads whenever I say things like, a preacher, a pastor, a priest, they're not any closer to God than you are.
What?
It's really true. I mean, in fact, we risk being further away from God because he's called us into ministry. And if we screw up, boy, God would be disappointed in us.
Please invite your friends and family to tune in for Country Gospel.
Follow me, brothers.
I try to get up every morning with a smile and apply the golden rule. But sometimes that old devil tempts me and I go acting like a fool. Dear Jesus, I keep trying to be perfect, but I'm just a mortal man. Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Sometimes I go to church on Sunday with Saturday's whiskey on my breath, but I keep praying and promising to quit before I drink myself to death. Help me walk the straight and narrow, change this light into a lamp. Oh Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Just a month, but he don't judge me when times get pretty hard. He fetches my Bible
where's my liquor in the yard? Lord, and I know that I'll be coming home someday. When I do, I pray you'll find a pair of wings for old Jake. Now the preacher's been real good to me, but I know who's really been there in the jail. Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Dear Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am.
Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, that's a good one.
Puppet Supply. Would you like Pastor Ed to preach at your church? Contact him on his website, edbradyradio.com.
Preachers are just people that are called into ministry by God, and we are held doubly accountable for following the rules of God. But yeah, I have my bachelor's degree in broadcasting, my master's degree in divinity, and when I go to heaven, they're not going to check my credentials. It's basically how much I loved others, how much I loved God and loved other people. It's that simple. Don't need any credentials, don't need any badges. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not go to hell, but will go to heaven. Pastor Ed's translation. Just love God above all and love your neighbor as yourself. Here's Sammy Sadler, John 3:16. Listen.
Behind a cardboard sign that reads, I'm hungry, help me, stands a man nobody sees. Though his sign says, God bless you, it should say he did, now would you bless me? How many times do we drive by, duck our heads ashamed, so we can just ignore that man who used to have a name? As he struggles through his pain and his addictions that has robbed his dignity. Now that dollar that you're kicking in the floorboard, something you won't miss a bit. Now there's a coat there in the backseat that you never wear, 'cause it don't seem to fit. Stop that car and give the man a hand and demonstrate that what you preach, you also understand. This ain't no monster sacrifice you see, not nearly like I did in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he offered up his Son to save us all from every little sin we ever done. And all he really asks is that we give a little help along the way. Yes, this gift from God the Father, the man who walked on water, is the greatest gift the world has ever seen. How about you give that man a hand so the beggar understands that the world has not forgot John 3:16. There's no time like the present to begin to help a man when he is down. We've got far too many blessings in our own lives, time to pass them all around. We're all brothers to the carpenter who died so we could live and left us here on earth with so many gifts to give. Change one life, I'm sure you're gonna see how it
feels to do what God did in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he offered up his son to save us all from every little sin we ever done. And all he really asks is that we give a little help along the way. Yes, this gift from God the Father, the man who walked on water, is the greatest gift the world has ever seen. How about you give that man a hand so the beggar understands that the world has not forgot John 3:16. Behind a cardboard sign that reads, I'm hungry, help me, stands a man nobody sees. Stop what you're doing and help him, just like God did in John 3:16.
Sammy Sadler, song written by Doug DeForest. Yeah, they asked Jesus, what are the most important commandments? He says, well, the first one is love God above all. Love your neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. If you were the beggar, if you were the alcoholic, if you were the person that just got divorced, how would you want people to treat you and help you? Here's Patti Loveless.
Two colts were before me, an old and a new. I asked my sweet master, oh, what must I do? The yoke was ugly, so tattered and torn. The other, a new one, had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off the old coat and put on the new. The first man was earthly and made from the ground. We bore all his image, the whole world around. The next was my Savior from heaven so fair. He brought me this new coat you now see me wear. I'll tell you the best thing me and keeps me so warm. It's good in the winter, it's good in the storm. My Savior has dressed me in a garment so rare. He brought me this new coat you now see me wear. I'll tell you the best thing I ever.
Loveless from the soundtrack of The Apostle, which is a movie that was produced by Robert Duvall about a preacher. We're covered with the righteousness of Christ. Whenever we go before our Father in heaven, he'll not see our sins. They'll be removed from us as far as the east is from the west. Our sins will be washed white as snow by the shed blood of Jesus. You have to take off the old coat, put on the new man in Christ, the new woman in Christ. It bothers me when people say, oh, I want to go to hell because all my friends are going to be there and we're going to party. No, it's a place of eternal suffering. We are God's ambassadors. My Bible's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 11. It's because we know this solemn respect, this solemn fear of the Lord that we work so hard to persuade others. God knows we're sincere, and I hope you know this too. This is Paul writing to the church in Corinth. Are we trying to pat ourselves on the back again? No, we're giving you a reason to be proud of us so you can answer those who brag about having a spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart before God. God's not impressed with spectacular ministry. He wants you to have a sincere heart before God. If it seems that we're crazy, it's to bring glory to God. If we are in our right minds, it's to your benefit. Whatever we do, it's because Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for everyone, we also believe that we've all died to the old life we used to live. You have to take off the old coat, put on the new man in Christ, the new woman in Christ. He died for every one of us, and those who receive this new life will no longer live to please themselves.
Country Gospel.
You don't love God if you don't love your neighbor.
Rhonda Vincent.
There are many people who will say they're Christians, and they live like Christians on the Sabbath day. But come Monday morning to the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God. In the Holy Bible, in the book of Matthew, read the 18th chapter and the 21st verse. Jesus plainly tells us that we must have mercy. There's a special warning in the 35th verse.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Vincent. Winona.
Seen a lot of trouble, at my door. I've never known a day when I ain't been poor, but I'm gonna live with Jesus in the end.
Trust in the Lord and do good, then you'll live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord and He'll give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. Psalm 37, verses 3, 4, and 5. Now remember that we do have a part in this, okay? We just can't sit on the couch and expect God to make our life better. If you're a salesman, you have to make sales calls. If you're a farmer, you have to put the seed in the ground. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your dwelling, for He orders angels to protect you wherever you go. That's in Psalm 91. Keep me in your prayers. Thanks for listening to Country Gospel. God bless you.
Country Gospel. Please visit Ed online, edbradyradio.com.
Brady Ministries International is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Your tax-deductible donations may be sent to the address on our website, edbradyradio.com, edbradyradio.com. Thanks, and may God bless you for your support and for your prayers.